Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a joint production of Minnesota State University Mankato and the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And with me, Jim Gullickson, today is Marnie Werner, who is the program manager for the center. It's
good
nice
morning.
To have you here. We cannot avoid talking a little bit about politics with all of
right.
the political action going on
yeah,
in the air.
Yeah, just couldn't let this go by without talking about New Hampshire and Iowa.
Absolutely. And I guess what we take away from that is that it's still a race on both sides of the aisle. But, you know, help me out if you can a little bit, because I've always kind of scratched my head about Iowa and New Hampshire being sort of the first states to do this. How'd they get there? I mean, were they just the first ones to jump aboard? Or?
I think that's probably about it. They just saw the value in having their caucuses and primaries out there first. You know, it's really doing this and doing it early is really all about attention and momentum. The candidates get to claim early wins, and the states get to have all this attention of candidates coming and visiting every single little town and hamlet. And the voters in these states with small populations get to actually talk to candidates and air their issues to them, whereas, you know, if they weren't having this high-profile caucus or primary, they might not get that opportunity.
All right. So it does give those folks in rural parts of the country an opportunity mm-hmm. to bring the issues forward. That's a good thing. In the case of Minnesota, given the fact that this is still very much a horse race, we might actually matter when Super Duper Tuesday comes along, and
right.
And there we cast all of those votes along with 20-something other states. But let's take rural Minnesota, since that's what this program's about, and you know, take a look at, okay, how does the political situation today, how has that changed for rural Minnesota specifically?
Well, take, for instance, when we were at the National Rural Assembly in Washington, D.C. last summer, and we talked about this earlier, about how they'd commissioned a nonpartisan survey of rural voters across the country just to see where their political feelings lay. And they found that rural voters who have traditionally for decades voted fairly conservatively just can't be taken for granted anymore, that they're going to continue to do that. And that's really turned a lot of rural states into swing states. And we saw this in the last big federal election in 2006. There were a lot of candidates, high-profile candidates, campaigning in Minnesota because Minnesota couldn't be counted on to necessarily vote one way or the other anymore. And there's going to be a lot of states that these candidates are probably really going to pay attention to, because when it comes right down to it, you have big states like California, New York, Florida. They have a lot of electoral votes individually, but there are a lot of rural states, and these states all have 3, 4, 5 or more electoral votes. And when you start adding those up, every electoral vote counts, and that might very well be what we see this time around.
All right, so a little more attention paid to the rural parts of the United States and rural Minnesota in particular. Thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next time.